Here we are, live from the Korea Studios. I'm talking about Spinning It with JoJo. And hey, that's me. My name is JoJo, aka DJ JoJo, as most of you know me as. Full name, you want to get proper here? JoJo Mastrato. I'm the DJ and host here for the Anaheim Ducks, as well as, you know, I do marketing promotions for the team as well. And now, hey, I got a new venture up in here. Yeah, that's right. I got my own show right here on Duck Stream. Spinning It with JoJo. I'm so excited, truly honored to join this team. Look, it's going to be a whole new show. I'm not the X's and O's guy. I'm going to really bring in just more different perspectives of the organization and more. I'm super excited. We're going to be interviewing, you know, players and other special guests all throughout this season. And I appreciate y'all for tuning in and riding this way with me, man. So, to really get it started, look, by the time this airs, it's going to be the day before our home opener, man. I am so excited. Utah Hockey Club's going to be coming up in here. Look, we are so stoked for the new year. And, there's so many different aspects to our show. You have to be there to see it. Like, I know some of the teaser videos have been coming out on social media and whatnot, but it doesn't do it justice. You have to be here. Big shout out to the best owners in sports. I'm talking about Henry and Susan Samueli, who put in over $5 million in just the show alone, man. This is how much we're really committing to here, Orange County, Orange Country, to you, Ducks fans, for you guys to have a great time at our home games. I mean, I'm talking about on ice projection. We've never had it before. And not only do we have it now, we have the brightest projectors in the league, not even just in the league, in all of sports. All right. You know, we're going to add new lights to the show. We used to have 60 lights that would kind of go all crazy all around Honda Center when we would turn the lights down. Not only are we jumping from 60 to 150, I mean, look, We didn't even go double. We went more than double the lights. It's going to be absolutely insane. And I remember, just being here through the years too, we would bring in these lasers, right? We would rent lasers for like opening night and whatnot. We're not renting those anymore. Yeah, they're a permanent part of the show. We went from, I believe, 4 trusses to 6. They're permanent. They're going to be here all year long. And so between that, the lasers, the lights, the on-ice projection, just the vibes are going to be immaculate, and we need y'all to be there, not only on the home opener, but all year long. We're going to talk about that, all throughout the season, really getting the weeds of other parts of the organization and what the Ducks do and beyond, So I'm super excited to be here. It's episode 1, and to really get the show started. I had the pleasure of actually meeting up with all the players at our media day. This happens, every single year leading up to the season. I've had the pleasure of now having my own DJ JoJo room at media days. It's so awesome. And they come in, they kind of learn how to DJ, and we talk music, and then we really, dig deep into this new tradition that we started last year. And that's the player goal songs. All right. So after, we score a goal and we play our goal song, then we go into the individual goal songs. It's so great to see, what these guys pick. It really brings out their personalities in different ways. And, some you experience. And then some you're like, yeah, that fits you. So let's get into some of the conversations, man. Let's start off with El Capitan, Radko Gudas. I mean, what kind of song do you guys think he would pick, and just other tastes in music? Let's check it out. So first off, thanks for coming through. How's the summer for you? Everything good?
It was great, yeah. We played with Lucas the World Championship, so that was a pretty big accomplishment for our country.
Oh, congratulations. So thank you. Congratulations, yes.
So that was great. And then, back to the family for a couple of weeks, and then refocus for this year. So it's been pretty cool, and I'm here now three and a half weeks. So
let's go. We're ready.
It's been nice. I'm back in the track. Family's all in the tracks again. They're in the school, so just hockey now, focus.
Nice. Let's go. Well, in this room, we're pretty much the opposite of the X's and O's, mm-hmm. right? We want to talk music and all that. And speaking of that, I believe you hung out with the Offspring this offseason, right?
How was
that?
I did, yeah. They were in Czech, so I texted a few people and we connected, and I got to see them in the Czech show. I met up with Dexter and Noodles behind the stage, and it was pretty cool to go see them from the other side. And they traveled around the whole world, and it was great.
Man, between you doing that shoot with the band, mm-hmm. you know, obviously our Come Out and Play night, all the way to, I mean, talk about the relationship with the Offspring a little bit, you know, how unique that is to us here in Anaheim.
It was awesome because for me, growing up in Czech Republic, Offspring is a huge band, and they still are. You should see the surrounding, because it was a full... full packed stadium to listen to them. So it was very fun, and they are still well known. Everybody knows their songs, and be able to listen to them. I took a couple of my school buddies that still nice. Listen to them, and we got to stay there. They're all pumped about that. And then Dexter came during his concert, because he doesn't play in all songs, and came and dabbed us, and we had beer watching him. It was pretty special. And
that's cool.
My whole summer, pretty much workouts were Offspring songs, because my trainer saw us jamming to it, so we were listening to the whole discography, I would say, in the gym this year. So it was pretty cool.
So now I gotta ask you, I mean, what are your thoughts on us turning our team goal song into the Offspring this year?
I love it. There's nothing better that could as a cherry on the top for me after meeting them, seeing them in the summer, and listening to them, and having this as a finish.
Cherry on top. I love it. We're gonna be bringing them back this season, and obviously that relationship continues to grow, so let's keep building on it, right?
Yeah, 100%, especially they're from here.
Absolutely. So speaking of the goal songs, obviously we're gonna shift and make Offspring our new goal song this year, which is super exciting. But what about your goal song? Last year we had Iron Maiden, Fear the Dark, right? It sounded good.
Yeah.
What do you think for this year? You want to change it up at all? Or
yeah, I think so. A little bit of AC/DC, Long Way to the Top. I gave it a thought before. Yeah. So. I don't know, for those couple of times it's going to be played in the arena. I think it's a pretty good song.
Yeah. But, maybe after, you know, a scrap too, right?
Like, yeah, it doesn't have exactly. to necessarily. We can talk to, exactly, when to play those songs.
Yeah. Let's go. Okay. And then last question here, you know, Team DJ, mm-hmm. who do you think it should be on the team?
I mean, it would be pretty cool if you're there and play for us. So that'd be awesome for pre-game games and get us going. But, you know, we got to talk with Stromer and Frankie to update their audiobooks.
What would you want to add into the mix, let's say, if you're the team DJ?
Well, I do listen to a lot of metal and a lot of heavy music, so I wouldn't mind a song or two that's a little more guitar. The Offspring would be great, a few songs in there too. So
nice.
It'd be nice to throw something... something a little more old schoolish, like listening to, than just everything new. But I mean, we have pretty young locker room, so we gotta stay up to date and with the trends and what the majority listens to. So I have to throw headphones in for a little bit. But
let's go. Wait, well, you know what? Hey, with regards to you though, AC/DC is gonna be your new song this year. We'll throw some metal up in there too, most definitely, man. Perfect. Thanks for coming through.
Well, thanks for having
appreciate
me.
Appreciate it. Absolutely.
I mean, there's no surprise that Radko Gudas is a rock and roll guy. I mean, dude, that's going to sound amazing in the bowl. And to be honest, I'm going to say this right now. Yes, that's his goal song. But hey, if The Butcher comes out and there's a scrap out there, I might have to play that track too. let's dip into another one right here. Well, man, this is definitely going to be one of my favorite songs of the year. And hey, I'm already predicting right now, we're going to be hearing this a lot at Honda Center, man. Trevor Zegras coming in, you know, and in addition to that, we talked about, you know, a little bit of his off season, what he was up to. And and then we start dipping into the songs. Let's check it out.
Trevor, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Good.
I am good.
First question I gotta ask, completely related to music. What inspired the haircut, man? Because it looks amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What inspired it?
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. In the summertime, obviously, like most hockey players, you're either in the gym, you're skating, or you're on the golf course.
Yeah.
And I had a lot going on the sides, and it got pretty hot this summer. So I figured for golf purposes and hockey purposes, cut the sides off.
What did you think? Did you even look into the fan reaction to the shot of you at the gym? Like,
yeah, that was pretty funny. I don't know. I wasn't like looking into it at all. And then somebody from the gym the next day was like, dude, I'm all over Instagram. Like my trainer was telling me. And I thought it was pretty funny.
It looked good. It looked good.
But my bro had one in college when he was at Ole Miss.
Okay.
And it looked good. So I was like, sure.
So I got to tell you, me and Schmitty here, outside of the DJing, we're the ones that kind of create all the giveaways, the bobbleheads, all that stuff. So we created your bobblehead, your action figure. I got to say, man, once you got the haircut, I'm like,
Well,
mullet bobblehead.
Yeah, we might have to do a mullet bobblehead or something. Sick. To do, you know, too. Yeah. Sick. But yeah, tell us about the summer, man. Like how you feeling, and you know, coming back
yeah.
to the season.
Yeah, kind of like a 180, I guess, from last year. Obviously, not being here, and a couple of the injuries that I had. So it feels good being healthy and being around the team and with my teammates. So definitely really exciting.
Sweet, man. And you know, so to give you a little more context here, starting a new show on the Duck Stream. It's called Spinning It with JoJo. I'm actually kind of the opposite of what you consider like the X's and O's guy, right? Yeah, we're gonna talk music, we're gonna talk more lifestyle stuff and whatnot. So to kind of go back to the music, I gotta ask, man, do you, now that you DJ'd a little bit, yeah. I'm sure the all white party had a DJ themselves. how was the party? Were you trying to put any requests in? I mean, tell us.
No requests for me. I was just happy to be there.
Yeah, how crazy was that party though? I'm sure
it was cool. It was really, really cool. There's some good live performances that we saw. So, yeah, pretty cool.
There had to have been the top like celebrity that you saw there, like for even from a distance, where you're like, wow, I never thought I'd see this person. I mean, like, does anyone at all come to mind?
I got to meet Tom Brady, which I thought was pretty cool. I got to meet Drake. I got to meet Gronkowski, which was cool, obviously being like a big sports fan. And then the coolest one for me was Derek Jeter.
I got to
talk to him for a little bit, but I grew up a big Yankees fan and had his picture up on my wall growing up.
Yeah, so that's dope. Cool. And everyone's just matching. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, matching all white.
We've been talking music with the guys. I mean, just briefly, like what gets you hyped up, man? What could we be playing for you in the bowl to, you know, to get you going?
I think you do a pretty good job. I mean, I don't want to tell you how to do what you do.
Still want to play for you guys, but, though, you know?
I mean, I love Kid Rock.
Okay.
Kind of anything, maybe like a little old school would be cool, kind of nice. During the game.
Okay.
I'm not a big rap guy, but like old school rock, I'm into.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. And now we got to really dip into to the question everyone wants to know. And that is, what is it? Trevor's song.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but I can try to read it for you.
Yeah. Show it to the cameras. Like, what?
Soul Bossa Nova.
Soul Bossa Nova. You gotta tell us, which, by the way, we love that song. Yeah. Love the movie.
Great.
You gotta tell us why that song.
Honestly, I was listening to just like a random playlist in my car, and I saw like Austin Powers soundtrack, and I turned it on, and I was like, this is amazing. And like growing up watching all the movies, I think it's cool how he kind of plays like every character.
Every character. So every movie, he like gains one character.
Yeah. So it's pretty impressive. And I don't know. I think it's funny. I was in between that one and Be My Lover from Will Ferrell. I was in between those two. And I thought Austin Powers, Mike Myers.
You know, here's the thing, man. This is kind of inspired from us DJing in baseball and whatnot. Like, you could change it at any point of the year, you know? I know sometimes we get a little superstitious. We got to pick
one. I wouldn't say I'm too superstitious about the goal song. But
well, hey, anytime you want to change it, you let us know. You
don't absolutely.
Have to, but we'll definitely stick to this first one.
Yeah.
Hear it a bunch, you know?
Yeah,
let's
hopefully
get it, man. Well,
anything but Vetrano's goal song. He's got to mix it up.
Well, here's the thing.
Heard it too many times last year.
He's not changing it up though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he might be superstitious about it after last year.
I mean, after 37 goals, I guess I maybe not change it up.
We're all sick of hearing it though.
We're all sick of hearing it. But let's go. I appreciate you coming through, man. Absolutely. Let's go.
Thank you.
Yo, if I ever had the pleasure of getting the invite to that white party, man, one, I would know my fit would be on check. If you don't know me, I'm a big Vans guy. So I rock white Vans like every single day. So just to be able to like, you know, accompany that with a nice fresh white fit would be so much fun. And then along with that would be, yeah, cool. Meeting some celebs for sure. So this next one right here, hey, we had to dip into to this one too. I mean, look, Frank Vetrano, 37 goals last year. I mean, we heard his song the most inside Honda Center. Let's look at, you know, let's see if he's going to be willing to change it up this year. I mean, you know that hockey players are superstitious. So I'm curious to see what Frankie has to say here.
You want to talk through kind of like what is your new playlist right now? Whether it's like driving to the rink or, you know, what you're using to kind of, you know, warm up. Anything that kind of pops up to mind?
Yeah, I'm on the way to the rink or whatever. I like podcasts, but if I'm listening to any type of music in the car, it's usually country music.
Okay.
I feel like in the summer, it's kind of like the vibe for the summer is always country music. Yeah. But I have a wide variety, anything from like old, from, you know, 80s, 90s. And I like Tropical House, especially in the summer.
Oh, hey, Tropical House is big
right now. Tropical House is great. I love that. I like rap too, but I feel like there hasn't been that much great rap music that comes out lately.
Agreed.
Some of the big artists haven't really released anything. It's usually like singles and stuff. So I feel like all the country artists, like if you want to call them country, most of them are like pop country now, but I feel like they're the ones, the artists that are putting out all the albums consistently.
Yeah. Speaking of that though, like what do you think of like some of these artists going into the country realm, like, you know, Post Malone's
album is actually unbelievable. Like, I think he's just such a good artist. Like he can sing, play the guitar. Like he's a musician. So I think he can really do any genre. So for him to like kind of go into the country thing, I think it's really cool. I like some of the songs that are on this album.
Yeah, definitely.
Jelly Roll is unbelievable.
The Jelly Roll, that's not the Losers one, right?
It is Losers.
Oh, Loser? Yeah. Dude, that's a track. Yeah. That's a track for sure.
Yeah.
As far as like, you know, dipping into, you know, like the games and stuff, I mean, we really want to kind of get even more, like I feel like last year we got a good like little sense of what you guys like, but I want to keep kind of digging, right? Between me and Schmitty here, like the warm-up music, all that stuff. You know, I know you guys kind of listen to, you know, certain tracks in the locker room. Is there anything from there that you feel like would be cool out in the bowl too? Like, or do you guys like to kind of keep that in the locker room?
I think it honestly depends on where we are and where we're playing. And because the locker room music kind of, at home, we have an iPad that's basically in the room. So someone would just put on a playlist.
And okay.
For the most part, the music's the same in the home room. So it's a variety of, you know, rap and house and all that stuff.
Okay.
And, on the road, like sometimes, like one day we'll put on all punk music from like the early 2000s, 90s, cool. Like just like throwback songs. Like we'll do that before games, or, you know, sometimes we'll put on like the big booty mixes from like Two Friends and stuff. Like just to switch it up a little bit, because you're in the locker room so much and you hear 100%. The same stuff all the time. So it's good to mix it up sometimes.
Who's playing that role? I mean, even from last year or even going into this season, like who's playing that role as Team DJ?
Z puts his phone on there, and then Stromer does it too, and I'll do it too at times. I used to be the team DJ in years past, but it's a lot of work. You gotta please a lot of guys, and not everyone's always gonna be happy. Kevin Shattuck was by far the best DJ of all time.
Let's go.
He always had a good mix of songs, but no one's really taken over the role completely.
Okay.
Everyone just kind of chips in here and there.
Nice. As far as goal song this year, I mean, what do you think? Like, what
same
you...
one, Stroke, Billy Squire. Can't change it.
Can't change
it.
37 goals last year. We can't change it, right?
No, can't change
man.
It.
Man, well, thanks for coming through.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Let's go.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Come on. Are you really surprised at Frankie not changing his song? That Stroke. Hey, man, that definitely hits inside a Honda Center. And let's hope that we hear that 30 plus times again this season. I got to say, when he told me that, I wasn't surprised. Look, hockey players I've learned through the years are, you know, they have their routines. You know, some may call it superstitions, whatever you want to phrase it up. Hey, if the routine is good, why change it? All right. Now, coming out of that, by the way, we're going to be doing more of these guys later on in our season of Spinning It. Again, I got to talk to all of them during media days. So best believe next episode, we're going to be, showing some of the conversations from there as well. And really just keep this going. All right. So again, opening night, y'all got to make sure you're there. It's going down tomorrow. But not only that, coming up in the season, look at the schedule, start circling your games. You know, the following Sunday, those guys up the Freeway, the LA Kings, man, they're going to be coming through. You know, the following Tuesday too, man, it's just like a California battle starting on Sunday, because the Sharks are going to be coming down on Tuesday. It's going to be Wild Wings Halloween Bash. We just announced a t-shirt giveaway. It's going to be historic, man. There's stuff that's going on that night. I can't say right here in this moment, but trust me, you're going to want to be there. Wild Thing has a big surprise that night. And speaking of the giveaways, man, that is what I do. This is the DJ and the hosting. That's one big part of my job. But I do have just outside of the Korea studios here, I have my desk just down the hall. And, you know, when there's not a game night or a big event happening, I am there planning the giveaways and helping out with the theme nights and whatnot. So I'm the giveaway guy. Make sure y'all follow me, man, because I might be giving away some stuff throughout the season, whether, you know, it's some of the giveaway items that we have throughout the year, maybe some tickets to some games, who's trying to roll through. Look, I also get that there's people listening from, you know, outside of Orange County, Orange Country, right? And speaking of that, because we're Orange Country, I know y'all are all over the place. So, you know, when it comes to a giveaway night, and it's only down to the first 10,000 fans. Let me pull some aside and give some away to maybe those that that can't make it out to the game. So, yo, hit me up on the socials. You can find me on Instagram, on X at Joe Maestro. That's JOMAESTRO. Of course, make sure to follow us on Duckstream as well on X. And, you know, of course, us here at Anaheim Ducks, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you got. MySpace, are we still rocking with MySpace? I don't know. But make sure y'all follow us because I'm the giveaway guy. I'll tell you that. I play the music. I hop on the mic and I like to give away stuff. All right. So I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. First episode of Spinning It right here on Duckstream. And again, I can't be more thankful to be a part of this team, and let's keep it going, man. We'll see you at the next one. Let's go, Ducks. Come on.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.